Robert, okay, this is chart review, Texas Emergency Hospital. Today's Friday, the 8th, the 9th. This is Dr. G-H-O-R-A-B. G-H-O-R-A-B. And this is patient seen on 12-4-2022. First patient, R-G, 35-year-old gentleman with a dog bite to the left forearm. Required closure, 3.0 sutures used. Tetanus up today, treated with flagyl augmentin, sent home. Patient did not answer the phone, left a message. Next patient is CR, 23-year-old, presents with left-sided pain, vomiting, renal stones with obstruction, left hydronephrosis, sent home with Toradol, passing gravel, but still in pain. Explained to the mom that they must see another physician because the fact that there was a moderate amount of hydronephrosis present. They don't want to lose the function of the kidney. She says the doctor did a good job and was patient, was sent home with Toradol, but it's not helping much. Also told them they can't take Toradol more than 5 days. Next, please consider using Flomax to help to help with the passing of the stone in the future. Okay, next patient is MG, 40-year-old with abdominal pain, 40-year-old male with abdominal pain, white count 10,000. He'd been treated with diverticulitis in the emergency room on 11-18-22. The diverticulitis is getting better, but the pain was on the right side and he had gallstones. His white count was stable, blood sugar was 188, LFTs were okay, white count was 10,000. Patient did not know he had gallstones. This was not explained to him. He thought it was still his diverticulitis causing problem. He liked the doctor. He couldn't understand some of the things he said. But patient definitely needed better explaining as the findings on the CAT scan and follow-up, as well as his blood sugar 188, which he had no idea about, needs to be rechecked. Next patient is EM, 17-year-old with back pain, 10 out of 10, after moving, 17-year-old female, after moving a generator the day before. Patient had no imaging in big letters, was given Toradol, Flexeril, sent home. Patient did not answer the phone. Consider imaging in any type of back problems, at least a chest x-ray. Next patient is ES, is a 20-year-old male, seen with trouble breathing at CBC, chest x-ray, both negative, was sent home, diagnosis, trouble breathing. No EKG, no swab test, no UDS, a rather cursory visit with lots of stones left unturned as far as the cause of pain, period. If the pain's symptoms were very mild, it should have been documented as such. Patient says, the patient doesn't speak English, but someone at work translated and said that he's actually doing better now. Next patient is CK, he's a 26-year-old with eye burning and itching after welding, diagnosed with flash burn, treated with eye anesthetic drops in the emergency room. And doing better now, like the doctor, no issues or problems. Next patient is AC, 20-year-old with low back pain, difficulty urinating, positive IUD in place, pregnancy test negative, CBC negative, urinalysis negative, was sent home with flank pain. Patient needed imaging, none was done as far as the cause of patient's pain is concerned. Has had an IUD for some time. Left a message for patient to call me back. Consider imaging in all abdominal / flank pain patients. Next patient is JA, 61-year-old with pain on both sides of his chest. Apparently had a cardiac cath 3 months ago, has a history of hypertension. His white count was 13,000, amylase, lipase negative, blood sugar 111, CT of the chest and abdomen showed a fatty liver, was sent home with no treatment, atypical chest pain. Given patient's age, consider calling cardiology regarding atypical chest pain, as well as repeating his CPK and troponin, which was done once, and ordering CT with contrast to rule out PE. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is MP, 57-year-old woman with facial numbness, earache, and headache. Blood pressure 181 over 86. Lab negative, CBC, CMP, CT negative. Discharge blood pressure 178 over 84. Blood sugar 188. Patient did not know she had high blood pressure or diabetes. And no instructions were given to the patient. Neither any medications were given. Consider treatment for, at least initial treatment for increased blood pressure, especially since it was the reason patient was seeking help in the emergency room. Next, the patient was left a message for patient to call me back. Next patient is JR, 41-year-old male, seen with hallucination, visual and audible, and unsteady gait. Patient with history of ETOH abuse, alcohol level was negative. Patient was diagnosed with end-stage liver disease, CPK elevated. The rest of the lab was okay, including CBC, CMP, amylase. UDS was negative. LFT was slightly elevated. The patient was given Ativan to calm him down and was transferred out. Cardiac workup was negative. New paragraph, please consider CT of the head in patients with change in mental status, as well as ammonia level, and PT and PTT in patients with possible end-stage liver disease. I called the patient, no one answered. Next patient is SD, 39-year-old male, seen white right leg pain over the pretibial area, extending into the ankle. CT was negative, treated with Bactrim DS and diclofenac. Patient did not answer the phone, left message for him to call me back. Next patient is JH, 39-year-old woman with UTI symptoms. Patient had UTI, no complications, treated with Cipro. Patient did not answer the phone, but I did leave message. Next patient is SM, is a 27-year-old with cough, fever, headache, diagnosed with flu A, CBC, CMP, chest X-ray negative. Patient was treated with Tamiflu. Left message for patient to call me back. Thank you.